Hi, Posties. How are you doing? How has your week been? It's another Friday, and you know your homegirl has to come through with another podcast episode. This is episode 8. I'm a terrible singer, I know. It's fine. I have shakere. I have small shakere that I can actually bring on whenever I'm recording, but I don't know how it will sound. I'm just trying to be considerate. What if somebody doesn't find it appealing? So I'd rather just not. But how are you doing? It is Friday. It's a good Friday. It's a very chill Friday. I've had a very busy week. Like, I've worked every day this week, and I'm so stressed because it's the end of the year and we're trying to close out for the year. So I'm trying to work a little bit of January in December, which is a bit stressful. But I'm doing okay to an extent, work-wise. I think I've met almost all my deadlines. I think so. I would like to think so. I don't want to think about it. So let me know how you're doing in the Spotify chat box. So if you use Apple Podcasts, you probably do not have a chat box. So you can send me your thoughts on Instagram. You can send me your thoughts. If you have my number, you can send them to me. You can send it to me on Twitter, or you can send it to me as an email. I really would like to hear from you what you think about the podcast. I have gotten some feedback from amazing people, and they've been very honest, and really I appreciate it. I have gotten reviews. Thank you guys. Every time I open the stats and I see number of listens, I'm like, wow, what are people listening to? Like, what am I saying that you people are enjoying? I don't know, Sha, but thank you. I appreciate it. It helps. To be very honest, it does. When I don't feel like recording, I just remember that people are waiting. You know, don't you dare not record, right? So thank you guys so much. You know, last week I said I had a cold, and I was hoping that by the time I'll be recording for this week, I will not have a cold anymore. First is, let me give you a life update. Let me call it a life update. So I had a cold, I had cough, and I had catarrh from last week, from 2 weeks ago. When I went to church and got drenched. Last week Sunday, or this Sunday rather, because Sunday starts the week. So this Sunday, I didn't have the cold. I currently do not have catarrh, but I still have the cough. I'm still coughing. And on Sunday, I then woke up with Apollo. So Apollo is the local name for conjunctivitis. And when I tell people that I panicked, because last time I had Apollo, I was in primary school, and it was just terrible, very terrible stuff. My eyes were red, gummy, painful, hurting. I couldn't walk under the sun. I couldn't go to school because it was just a lot of discomfort. And I pray to God that I will never have it again. So I don't even know how I got to this time. Okay, I think I got it from a small boy that came to my house. I was leaving the house and I saw him outside my house, and I was like, you have Apollo, don't give us. So lo and behold, he gave me you people, he gave me Apollo. But thank God my dad was home, and he quickly went to the pharmacy to get me drugs, and so everything cleared up in like 3 days. My eye, it was like initial symptoms, right? So it was easy to just clear it up, I guess, compared to if I had left it. But anyway, I'm good now. Thank God I don't have Apollo again. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So thank God for that. It's like I have a lot of health updates to give you, because another thing happened again last week. While I'm here thinking, I have cold, I have cough, I have cough, I have Apollo, I'm trying to fix that. I looked at my legs and my fingers, and I'm shedding skin, or should I say my skin is peeling off, or I'm changing skin. And at first it wasn't even on my hands, it was just on my legs, and it was in between my toes. And then a few days after, I saw it like on my, after my toes, like I don't know what this part of our leg is called, but the upper part of my feet, skin is peeling. And it's so weird and so scary, because why is it peeling? What's going on inside my body? You people, if you know why we change our skin, please let me know, because they used to say don't Google anything. So me, I don't Google it. I just left it. And but it's peeling off. I think the hands, the fingers have stopped peeling off, but the legs are still, or my feet is still peeling off. So I mean, I don't know. I will just leave it. It will go. The way it came, it will go back. Oh, goodness gracious. You guys, this episode is just a very chill episode. I have so many things to talk about. I'll just keep entering them one after the other. I may digress a little bit, and that's okay. Please take your time to just relax, sit back, and listen to me. I'm trying as much as possible to articulate my thoughts and just present it in the most presentable way, okay? So don't go anywhere, just kick back, relax, listen to me. That's the thing I like to say on my show, Faith Struggles. You're tuned into Faith Struggles with your homegirl, Hadassah. Kick back, relax, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. That's every time I want to go on a music break. Oh my goodness. So make sure you do that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. By the way, the last episode of the podcast, I talked about my camp experience and I left out some things. It was not intentional. It just did not occur to me to talk about it at the time when I was talking about my camp experience. So I may talk about it now. Nobody told me how people told me about camp. And they told me that camp was expensive, yeah. But nobody told me how expensive camp. Like, it didn't tell me to the extent, because when I got to camp, I was so excited. First few days, I was actually eating camp food. I thought, oh yeah, it didn't taste good. But I was like, it's camp food. I was afraid, one, of going to eat mommy food and then getting food poisoning or diarrhea or something nasty happening to my stomach. So I just stayed with camp food. But then it was the same thing, rice, eba, and egusi, watered down egusi, by the way. That thing is not egusi, or eba and watered down ogbono. Then beans. I don't eat beans. I don't even eat beans in my house because it constipates me and my stomach hurts real bad. Like, I'm unable to digest it, so I don't bother eating beans. So I made friends with some people the second week of camp, and they introduced me to where they usually eat. And when I tell you people that food, the food was heaven sent. Name of the place is my mother's kitchen. Like, just imagine it. Yeah, exactly. The reputation. What is it? Your reputation precedes you, or you lived up to your reputation. My mother's kitchen literally was like eating home cooked meal. Well, except for their jollof rice. I didn't really eat jollof. I was mostly eating swallow, or I would eat spaghetti, or I would eat noodles. I didn't eat their noodles. I didn't like it, so I ate noodles somewhere else. So spaghetti. Sometimes I'll eat ofentala, sometimes I'll eat afang, you know, I just kept mixing it up. And then sometimes I will eat camp food. I was doing a combination of everything, but I ate a lot. That's what I want to say, that I actually ate. I wasn't starved. I wasn't, but eating was expensive. Like, you know, like it. Another thing with camp was I didn't do laundry by myself a lot. I used to give it to the laundry woman because my roommates, there were always either somebody has stolen a shoe, somebody has stolen their wife, somebody has switched their wife or their shirt. Hey, how many white and shorts did I bring to camp that you want to steal or switch? So I just used to give it to the laundry woman because I don't want issues. The only time I washed was on Sundays. Yeah, I washed two Sundays. I washed the first Sunday and the second Sunday of camp. And I think most of the things I used to wash were my socks because I could take them back into my room. Before nightfall, so my socks mostly, and then sometimes if I was going to stay in the hostel for a longer period and not really go out, I would wash my whites so that I could be seen from my room, because my room door was open, like you could literally see outside where the clothes were spread. So I would just spread it exactly at an angle where I could see from from my room. And then after like camp closed, I stayed in Abakaliki for the night. And it was a bit chill, I guess. It's not Lagos. That's just the honest truth. It doesn't compare. But I stayed there and I went to Abakaliki Mall. I don't know what their governor was thinking, but that state is one colorful state. Or Abakaliki is a very colorful place. They have different colors. I think I saw they had, was it orange? And I think I saw, I can't remember the colors. I think orange, and I think I saw green. Like, they had bridges, and the bridges were colored, different colors. It was like a rainbow party happening in that place. And that's how their mall was. There was a bridge that linked directly to their mall, and the bridge was also colored. I was like, what is going on here? When I got to their mall, it was pretty much empty. You know when you go to ICM, the way ICM is always crowded, and that's like on a normal day, not even like festive period. Their mall was empty. It wasn't even, no crowd, no soul. But I was able to find most of the, what's it called? Should I say items that I would need, like personal items, or there's a word for it, I cannot remember the word, when you want to say there's a word for it, oh my god, when you're dividing your household items, there's some they call, why is it eluding me, jeez, like the important ones and then the unimportant ones. So I was able to find the important ones, important items that I would need, like toiletries, my skincare products and stuff, which was really shocking, perfumes, even the kind of junk that I would eat. I was surprised. So I mean, if for that I would rate them all like a 7, just because of that alone, not because of any other thing. And they had a game arcade which was really pretty, and they had cool games. If you want to visit Ebonyi, I would say go to Abakaliki just for that. Now, I don't know if I have mentioned Reboot Camp here. I don't think I have talked about it as much. So I attend Celebration Church. Celebration Church is a wonderful place. That's my home. That's what I always say. And we have this yearly camp meeting that we usually do in December. It's called Reboot Camp. The meaning of reboot is what you're going to do. You're going to reboot yourself and align yourself for the coming year, and just unburden and take up new burdens, a refresh, a cleanse, a reorder, realignment for your life. And so it's happening next week, Thursday the 14th, I think, yeah, the 14th to Saturday the 16th. There are 3 sessions on Friday, 2 sessions on Saturday, and 1 session on Thursday. Thursday session is for 5 p.m. It starts by 5 at Daystar Christian Center. That's Oregon, right? That's where it's happening. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And this is an official invite. It will actually be very interesting. We're going there to get rejuvenated, indoctrinated. We're going to celebrate and a harvest of souls. So it's the rich experience. Look at me, I'm saying it. Yeah, hey God. Every time I think about Reboot Camp, my body used to do me like I get butterflies in my stomach. Hey God, I beg. It's going to be a great experience. And if you are free, or if you can make up time, I'm officially inviting you. Please do come. And when you come, just come say hi to me. Text me and say, like, Hadassah, I came and I'd like to say hi to you. Let's link up. Let's take some pictures. But I promise you, you're going to hear the word. You're going to pray. Come ready to pray, because you are going to pray. Come with comfortable clothes, comfortable shoes. Don't wear anything that's going to make you uncomfortable, because you're going to be spending a lot of time with God, praying and listening to his word and just enjoying his presence, right? So come prepared. So yeah, that's what I'm doing next week. That reminds me, so if I'm going to Reboot Camp next week, it means I have to record next week's episode on time. Ooh, that's true. That's very true. I didn't think about it until now, but yes, I'm glad I have thought about it so that I don't forget. Aside from Reboot Camp, a lot of things are happening this December. It's a Love and Light Fest by Street Church this Sunday. There's Aramanda. I think, has Aramanda happened already or is supposed to happen very soon? I can't remember the date. There's Rock Fest. There's Experience. Is Experience today or soon? But a lot of things are happening in the body, like a lot of concerts, events, aside from Reboot Camp, so which is really exciting and interesting, because I mean, this is December and it's literally dirty December, but in the Holy Ghost way, hey. And it's also Christmas time. Like, I'm very excited for Christmas. I know it doesn't have that Christmas feel, like it doesn't look like Christmas, it doesn't have that Christmas vibe, but I still am excited for Christmas because of the reason Jesus was born around this time for me, for my sake, for all of us to get saved. So it's something to be excited about, even if the economy is not economy and the weather is just turning on your own and everything's just falling apart. Jesus is the reason for the season, and so that's more than enough excitement, or more than enough reason to be excited. So I'm actually excited. I'm also excited because of the Christmas food. Christmas is the one time where I eat specific meals. I don't know, it's just a family tradition. I'm really hoping that we actually eat yam pepper soup this time, because it's been a while. But we'll mostly have pounded yam, mostly swallow and like banga soup, or I don't know. But I'm really looking forward to Christmas. I want to hang out with a lot of people. I want to spend time with family and friends. That's the one time I get to really just relax and just chill. So I'm excited about it. And I think I had talked about it. I'll make an episode about Christmas and how I spend Christmas, or what I do, and why we should celebrate Christmas. So probably that's going to be the next episode. I don't know. Or it's going to be in the final episode of the season. I'm not sure yet. Oh my God, final episode. It's so unbelievable. Did I actually commit to this? Are we actually finishing one season? Am I really doing 10 episodes? Wow, that's mind-blowing. I didn't see it coming. And I don't even know where we're going to start season 2. I'm a bit worried. I don't want to take off much time because I don't want to then not come back, you know, and then now prolong the time. At the same time, I need that time to prepare season 2. So I don't know. I'm quite conflicted. What do I do? If you're a podcaster listening to me and you've navigated this before, please give me some tips. I need it. I don't know what to do. I need it. So thank you very much. Did I just say thank you? Yes, I did. Because we have to be grateful for all things. Even if, I don't know, if there is a podcaster listening to me, I'll still say thank you. It's just like we have God blesses us. So even if what we've prayed for, we haven't seen it yet, we should say thank you. Thank you in expectation, and even thank you like, oh, I didn't get anything, but still thank you because of all the other things that you've done. One thing I realized is we actually don't say thank you that much as Christians. They always refer to the holiday season as a season of gratitude, a time to be thankful because it's the end of the year. And so you're introspecting, you're reflecting and looking at the year in total and saying, oh, thank you so much for how far I've come. Thank you so much for everything you've done. Thank you so much for how beautiful the year has been. I think that a lot of us usually wait till the end of the year to say thank you, which is not okay. But I suppose say thank you every day. We take little things for granted, for real. I mean, I have cough right now and I'm so looking forward to when I will not have cough and I'll be able to talk without pausing to catch my breath and pausing to cough and then continue my conversation. So honestly, I feel like we take a lot of things for granted. And here's my theory, or here's why I think we do it. We have become too comfortable or familiar with the little things, with the things that they're not little. So we deem them little because we're familiar with them, because God does it every time, because it's like a miracle that he keeps replicating. So it's still finished. For example, the ability to take in air and to breathe it out. We literally expect to be able to breathe. We don't expect to not breathe. We don't expect to not be able to eat or to remember, or to not be able to walk or to use our hands or anything. Everything that we do every day, we don't expect to not do it. We expect to wake up. And sometimes when we even wake up, we don't say thank you, because we just expect that, I should wake up. And that's God's blessing. That's God's miracle. It's a miracle that we wake up every day. It's a blessing, a privilege. And we actually do take it for granted because we expect to always have it. And so that's why when we're sick, or when something small has happened to us, like you cut your finger and you're in pain, you're always appreciative of the time when you're not in pain, because that serves as a reminder of the blessing that you have, that you've been taking for granted. And that's why somebody would say, go to the hospital and you see what God has done for you. But it doesn't have to be so. We don't have to see other people in pain to be able to say thank you. We should be able to say thank you regardless of if we're in pain or not, or if other people are in pain or not. There should always be that consciousness, or that constant reminder that everything that we have, it's a blessing. Literally, we expect to always wake up and go to our jobs. We don't expect to lose our jobs. And so when we lose our jobs, we then start to say, God, why me? Or we start to pray for new jobs, when in fact, we never really appreciated what we had. I mean, I can tell you that I've grumbled more times at my job than I have said thank you for it, which is actually very bad. And I know a lot of us do it too. So it's something to introspect in this season, and something to correct as well, that I need to make a habit of gratitude. Like, I need to make a habit of saying thank you every day. I need to make a habit of appreciating the things that I have. They're not little things. They're not small things. They're actually big things. It's a big miracle to be able to, me having this conversation and being able to talk is actually a miracle. And that's something I should be grateful for. Not because somebody reminded me and said, oh, go to the hospital and see people, or because something bad has happened to me. It should be something I'm grateful for every day. When I'm okay, when I'm not okay, I should still be thankful. And so I think I will close with that and just say, let us practice gratitude. Gratitude is something every Christian should practice. Like, it should be a part of us. When was the last time you actually said thank you? Like, it took your time to just pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Because when we talk about prayer, most times we're mostly fixated on things that we want to ask for, even if it's things that actually are for the furtherance of the gospel, like, God, provide for this mission work, or give me the wisdom to serve, or give me the right heart, or help me know you better, which are actually really good prayer points. But we never really take, and sometimes we spend hours saying we're seeking God's face, want to know God more, which is great. But have you realized that we spend so little time saying thank you? Do you know that we eat without saying thank you? Oh my God. How many of us actually, when we get our meal, say thank you, Abba Father, for this meal, and then eat, and then afterwards say thank you for this meal? Most of us just buy food and just dig in. I bet you when you go to those restaurants to eat, you don't even pray over your food. And I'm guilty of this thing. So it's something I have looked at and I'm like, hi, that's why you're doing a very bad job. Like, you're not grateful. And it's something that we need to change. Everybody needs to do better. So maybe that's something you should think about changing when you're writing your New Year resolution or your New Year plan. That's something to put in there, you know, make a habit of gratitude every day. I hope that we actually do. That's everything I have for today. I don't know how long this episode is going to be. If it's going to be really long, I apologize. I just had so much to talk about. Hope that you enjoy the things I shared with you. And I'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to reach out to me and tell me what you think. Or you can leave a comment if you use Spotify to listen in the chat box. There is a comment chat box on Spotify. But thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye, y'all.